With us right now, Lance Plimmel, the County Board Chairman for Wood County. You've been very active with the frac sand issues and local issues such as road damages, payments from trucking companies. And now there's this bill from Senator Tom Tiffany that may strip that control away from locals such as Wood County. How do you feel about that bill?
Well, not real thrilled with it as currently written. When we ran the Wisconsin Counties Association frac sand task force, one of the things we looked at was maintaining local control. And part of that is because the topographic nature of certain areas, you know, the geological structure lends to different rules for different places, including those road agreements. I also understand Senator Tiffany's thoughts that certainty from, with business regulation as it regards, rollout and economic development is something that's also important. So we are actually going to meet tomorrow morning and see if we can't have a discussion and see if we might be able to guide a fruitful discussion on the whole issue that, you know, would be mutually beneficial to everybody.
Now, I understand that Speaker Voss has already said he would not take up the bill in its present form. Have you heard the same?
I have not heard that directly from Speaker Voss, and I didn't read it as a direct quote, but I will say this. After the rollout, the introduction, when we saw what was probably coming, I had numerous communication from highway commissioners around the state, local officials around the state, including some state representatives who were not real thrilled with the language in there, from both sides of the aisle. So, it's something that I think needs to be looked at. And I certainly understand both sides of it. From a business development standpoint, certainty is absolutely important. It's inherent in that decision-making process. You want to know the rules before you go in. But by the same token, it's really tough having somebody in Madison make decisions for people up in, let's say, St. Croix or, somewhere up in the northwest corner of the state. And my biggest fear is that anytime the state gets involved, revenues tend to flow to Madison, and they never go back to those places where the impacts actually occur. So, yeah, we have tremendous concern with it, and hopefully tomorrow we'll have a real good discussion on that issue.
All right. Anything you want to add on that topic?
I think I'm good right now, Larry. I'd be happy to talk to you after we have the discussions.
Yeah.
And see where those go. Again, it's a personal feeling. I understand the pushback, and I understand industry's concern. And the bigger concern came from, I believe, those local units of government that went outside of what we provided as recommendations as a template from the task force. And one of those recommendations were don't use moratoria as a way to stop development. It's okay to do a very, very short-term moratorium, 6 weeks, 8 weeks or something while you study a particular issue. But just to say we're not going to have any and we're issuing a moratorium is not beneficial, and that's where we get the pushback from industry. So I can see where from that respect they'd like consistency, but when you get to road agreements and some of these others, it's virtually impossible. I don't want to be the person left holding the bag at the end of 5, 10, 20 years. So we're going to get some feel on that in the next day, I think.